Next up on WealthWorks Radio, we'll address some questions I've been getting about the market, coronavirus, and retirement accounts. You don't want to miss this.
WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach.
Eric Kearney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, a fiduciary. He is, he's an author. He's president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Eric, hey, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And boy, oh boy, the weirdness just continues, doesn't it? Another week.
It's another week, and I'll tell you, it's been a grind for a lot of people. And I hear you out there. You know, we've had a lot of great phone calls this week. We've had a lot of great conversations with people, and there's a lot of people, they listened to last week's show, and they're like, Eric, I do need a portfolio recovery strategy. And, you know, while we have this downtime where we're quarantined a little bit, people actually, Steve, are kind of getting back to their families, seeing what's important, getting back to their portfolios and saying, hey, how can I make my retirement better? Now I actually want to put the time in. And we've been having Zoom meetings. We've been having Skype meetings and also FaceTime meetings more than ever before. So really, our business has not slowed down because of this. We actually have a lot more inquiries because people are like, okay, Eric, I want to have my portfolio taken a look at. I need to have a written income plan, and now I have the time to do it.
Sure. And again, that makes perfect sense. And folks, if you want to get a head start, 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942. And, you know, this whole thing, it seems like it was like yesterday when the market was at record highs, and now it's not.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's so crazy. And I'll tell you, we've taken a look at this because I love history, but I also love money management. And this is one of the things where people really appreciate when they come into us because, again, there's four sides to that financial plan. There's the financial plan that we first have to build you, your goals and objectives. Then we go in to build the income plan. And then all of a sudden, those determine what we're going to invest you in. So, again, you've heard me say time and time again, purpose determines placement. Once we understand your financial plan and your income plan, we can then take a look at your investments. The fourth side, which people are realizing that they're not getting anymore, is the concierge service. You deserve to have your accounts managed and actually have someone be proactive and reach out to you. We've reached out to every single client. We've tweaked every single account. We've made proactive changes to everyone. And a lot of advisors out there right now are hiding under their desk. They don't understand money management. They don't understand what to do in a time like this. And all they can tell their clients is, hey, just hold on. The markets will come back, right? But we've been very proactive. And months ago, we moved plenty of money into cash. We missed this huge downturn. So the thing is that we're taking advantage of this low market and retweaking these things. And Steve, I want to share this with listeners out there too. If you're really worried about this market, please understand that of the last 13 plunges since 1929, 9 of them have broken through their initial lows, which means when they hit their initial lows, they kind of hit them again. And only 3 of them retested their new lows. And so there's only one that did not, and that was December of 18. Well, when you go back to December of 18, there's really no real event that showed why that market plunged so quickly, right?
Right.
But the other ones, we can all tell you exactly why the market's plunged. And so right now with this virus, we know exactly why it's plunged. We're probably going to retest some new lows because everybody gets so excited about this fake bull market. If you saw the unemployment numbers this Thursday, you see that unemployment is through the roof. Again, blowing past those three and a half million people of unemployed. So unemployment is through the roof. We still don't have a vaccine. There's no vaccine. People are getting more and more sick every single day. So if people think that this market is a air quotes rally, you're crazy. And so what we're doing is that we're still sitting in cash. We've retweaked all of our portfolios. And we're ready to buy when these markets retest because they will. We understand where all this money is sitting on the sidelines. There's trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines, right? And so that's the money that we're watching. The middle and smaller investor, they get all emotional. We've talked about emotional behavior before. They get all emotional and they don't want to miss this uptick in the market. You're not missing anything. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that are out there that have paralysis by analysis. They're not doing anything with their portfolios. They will suffer. And the worst advice that I've heard this week is when a 401k expert said, I would keep your accounts conservative right now. Are you kidding me? And so now all of a sudden you see where there's $108 billion of bonds that were sold. Where do you think that they're going to go? They're certainly not going to go back into the bond market. You're never going to sell an instrument that barely gets out of its way just to rebuy it back. No, they're going to buy equities. And so there is some of the worst advice being given right now to these poor people. And this is the greatest opportunity that you may have over the next decade to retweak that portfolio.
Wow, I never really thought about that. Boy, a voice of calm, a voice of reason, Eric. It's really nice to hear. 800-779-1942 is the number, folks. You can get in on that. So how do you feel about a recession? Does it seem inevitable?
I mean, I think a recession is going to happen sooner or later. I think it's going to be right now. It's going to be later. I think if we do get a grip on this and the economy can slowly come back, you know, to life a little bit, we'll be okay. I'm just hoping. I mean, the stats up in New York City are horrible. I was so grateful that the ship Comfort showed up. I mean, this massive white ship, it kind of brings hope to New York City, you know, and we're really hoping. I think that all of us are getting to the point where we either know someone who has coronavirus or who has died. I now know someone that has passed away from coronavirus, and it's unsettling to me. Yeah. And I come from New York, so, you know, I know a lot of people from New York, but it's very unsettling when you hear someone that actually passed away from this. So, I mean, a recession, you know, this bull market, this huge, strong economy is not going to be lasting forever. We are going to hit a recession, but I will say this about a recession. I don't know when it's going to hit. And usually by the time it does hit, we're already in it and we don't even notice it. The point is that my clients now know that we are prepared for a recession because we were prepared for this event, which we didn't even know was going to come out of it. I mean, think about it, Steve. Where the hell did this come from? Right?
Yeah.
This coronavirus hit us all of a sudden. I mean, boom. And then all of a sudden you start having people day after day. It's multiplying. People are getting sicker and sicker. This hit us out of the blue. I was already prepared for a recession, but I didn't know that I was prepared for this. But I'll tell you what, our income plan are by far one of the best in Southwest Florida. I put my name on every single one. I'm very proud of them. I'm ecstatic on how they've done. I'm getting my clients through retirement. The biggest satisfaction through all of this is, number one, knowing that we've been proactive. The second one is knowing that my clients are sending us thank you letters, notes, emails, and texts saying, Eric, thank you so much for you and your team for all the work that you've done. We are so grateful. That has been the best part of this whole entire thing.
And one of the things that, you know, you paint a really nice picture there in that. So if someone were, say, planning to retire in June and you had worked with them over the last few years, they can still retire in June, can't they? Because
absolutely,
that money is already there.
That money's already there. We've already compensated them. We understand where their income is going to come from. We've already known that we could have a bad market. We've put that in the financial plan. There's 1,000 different scenarios run in that financial plan. And so when people are coming to us, we're taking people away from these very, very large firms, these national firms that are out there that provide no planning, no direction, no income planning. The people really don't understand where they are. And I talk about this story all the time, but there's a pretty nice restaurant around here. You know, it's if you go there for lunch, it's not exactly cheap. I mean, it's not super expensive. But and the gentleman said to me one day, he's like, honestly, I don't really know if I can go to Taco Bell or I can go to Rum Runners. And I looked at him and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And this guy had a fairly good size account. And he was dead serious, Steve. Wow. And so the thing is with his current advisor, he had no idea if he should go through the dollar Taco Bell drive-thru or go to Rum Runners with him and his wife and have a $40 lunch on the water, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And this is how it is out there. People have 500,000, a million, 2 million, 3 million, no financial plan, no idea how much they can spend, no idea how inflation is going to affect them, no idea how healthcare and Medicare is going to affect them. This is what we're answering. And so during this downturn, don't be scared, be prepared.
I like that. I like that, Eric. And again, well, we are up against the clock. Wow, this went really quickly. Why don't we invite folks to call, Eric, and set up that time, that virtual appointment, and you know, get this thing going. And again, if you're concerned about your plan, have Eric and the team take a look.
Sure, Steve. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing or are truly looking for a second opinion. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary. No obligation to the next five callers. If you've saved at least $500,000, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, we'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
No time like the present, folks. This is really important. It's a chance for you to sit down, well, virtually sit down with Eric and the team and begin to put together that financial roadmap or second opinion. This is what's so important right now are those second opinions, especially if you're getting close to the, we call it the financial red zone, the few years before retirement. Here is your chance to get a true practical financial review. It starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You heard Eric, the next five callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review. You see here where you are today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with a roadmap, with a guide that can help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. Five callers right now, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, what can you do to protect your retirement savings in the midst of this COVID-19? When we come back, some steps you can take to do just that.
Everyone, this is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, is a fiduciary. He is independent, well, an independent firm. You're an author, president of Retirement Wealth LLC. And you're making some really good points. And I love the fact that you are certainly a voice of reason in all of this noise and all of this hype that seems to be going on.
I think the biggest thing is that there's a lot of people that watch the news. I do watch the news. I watch very little of it, though. And the thing is that I really want to understand what's going on. At the end of the day, we have a pretty cool piece of technology that we use, and we follow a lot of the very large money managers on Wall Street. And these guys are managing billions and billions and billions of dollars. So they're tweeting out all day, and what it does is it kind of gives us the cliff note version of these guys. And this is kind of like the underground money management world. And so we kind of get these tweets in, and I understand what direction these guys are going in, and ladies, because there's actually a few very intelligent women that actually trade up there, and I read their tweets as well. The nice thing is that it's, again, it's kind of like the underground money management world, and you really see what's going on. And what people see in the news and what's actually happening in the markets are really two different things. Because, again, you could see the market going up 900 points. These money managers are actually sitting there on the sidelines saying, no, we're not buying in now. That's just a false uprun. And so the nice thing is that we understand the tone of the actual markets a little bit better. And so I think Twitter is just a fantastic tool because it's so instantaneous. It's literally, you know, seconds old news. And so a lot of the stuff that you see on TV, I think that there's a lot of independent investors out there and also poor financial advisors who, again, do not understand how to manage money. There's plenty of them out there. And unfortunately, they're looking at, you know, Yahoo Finance or CNBC saying, oh, the market's going up, we need to buy back in. Or again, they haven't done anything. We are taking on more new accounts in the past month than we did the last 3 months of last year.
Wow.
And it's all being done virtual. We're sending out FedEx. I mean, we're dealing with people in Chicago. We're dealing with people up in Michigan, Ohio, that left the Florida area. And they're like, Eric, I want my money taken care of. So the thing is that this whole thing of not meeting in person is not slowing us down. People are now realizing that maybe their advisor isn't capable of handling their needs. You know, they don't have everything that they really want. And so, again, this has been a huge time for us, and we've had to bring in additional staff, and I'm very grateful for that. And we will work as hard as we can, you know, for as long as we need just to help everybody. But it's amazing how many people are underserved out there.
Absolutely. And again, you created it, Eric. It's the Portfolio Recovery Strategy. And to me, the key word there is strategy, because you've got a strategy to deal with the way things are right now. That to me is such an advantage.
Right. I mean, unfortunately, recovery is a big deal right now, the word. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are very sick. They need to recover. There's a lot of people's finances who are ill. They need to recover. So anytime that you have a downturn in the economy, there are several things that have to recover. And so this is our forte. This is what we do. This is my wheelhouse. So again, the portfolio recovery strategy is a perfect thing. And, you know, Steve, remember, we've gone through the tech bubble. We've gone through 9/11. We've gone through many of market corrections and pullbacks. We've also gone through 2008. So the portfolio recovery strategy is nothing new to us. And there's a lot of times where I tell people, whatever brought your portfolio down sometimes is not going to get you up. So whatever got you in the hole may not get you out of the hole. And so there's a lot of times now where you can readjust, reallocate, make new decisions, maybe lower your fees, maybe get out of those stupid variable annuities. We've been replacing more variable annuities from people walking off the street than ever before. They're like, I'm so tired of these fees. So the bottom line is that this is a fantastic time to really reanalyze that portfolio with someone that you can actually trust, someone who actually knows how to manage money and actually take an opportunity.
And again, so one of the things that you sort of alluded to this is that people are realizing, you know, what's happening with their portfolios, and they're essentially educating themselves. And that's one of the things that you strive for, too, is to teach people, you know, how their money works, why it works, and what you're doing to help it.
Right. Educating is huge because, like I said, I mean, knowledge is power. We all have known that for a long time. The problem is that when we're in the last 10 years that we're getting ready to retire, we're also maybe putting our children through school. We have grandkids. We're taking care of the wife. We might be taking care of a sick parent. We're also trying to prepare ourselves for retirement. And a lot of times we sacrifice ourselves and our retirement and put that on the back burner. So the problem is that by the time we get up to retirement, we're like, holy cow, this is more of a reality than expected. And so when we do the classes, the bottom line is that people are coming to the classes because they want education. You know, they're so tired of going to these silly dinner seminars. I mean, my personal clients, they're like, I'll go buy my own steak. I don't want to go be pitched a product that's inappropriate for me. And what I tell people is one of the first lines that we talk about in the class is, were you sold a product or were you provided with a solution? And there's a lot of people that will shake their head. They're like, yeah, I've been sold a lot of products in the past. Mm-hmm. So again, it really boils down to educating. Why is that particular product good for you or bad for you? More importantly, was that actually implemented into a plan to show its strengths and weaknesses? More importantly, is that actually meeting your income needs and your time frames? And so there's a lot of times where people are getting into these products and they realize down the road that they're completely inappropriate. One of my newest clients that we took on a little while ago, we got them out of a horrific annuity that was just sold to them. They never saw the person after they bought it, and the thing was the most detrimental thing to them ever. And we got them out of that and actually ended up moving into a brokerage account, and that brokerage account is now thriving. And so the people are very happy, and they tell me all the time, Eric, if we didn't come to see you, we would have been screwed in another 2 and 3 years. That is a fact. And the thing is that their time frame of when they came in was so perfect, because they are right. If they had waited another 2 or 3 years, their options would have been significantly less than what they have right now. So again, this is the perfect time for everybody out there listening to really, I don't care if it's with me or somebody else, do something. Be proactive. Right. Take this time and take this as a huge opportunity. Because right now, smart investors are looking for buying opportunities rather than reducing their investments. They're like, what can I do now to take advantage of this? And things will get better. They always do. And the thing is that if you're proactive and you're prepared, you will do very well.
And again, it's just that, I don't want to say it's just that simple, but it really is to, you know, to dig in, to learn, to understand what's going on. So let me ask you this. What's your take on the bill that got passed, the bailout, if you will?
Well, I mean, it had to happen, Steve. I mean, you know, you and I were talking about this. I mean, and everybody sees this again. There's a little restaurant down the road from me, okay? Mm-hmm. And they employ 16 people. So for the past 3 weeks, those people have been unemployed. Across the street, there's another restaurant. That restaurant employs 12 people. And so they've been unemployed now for about 3 weeks. Just across two streets over, there's another restaurant, and there's about 19 people that work there. And so I've talked to the two restaurant owners over the past couple weeks, and they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do. Like, I'm trying to pay them, but we basically, you know, people come in and pay their bills, and that's how we pay them. You know, these restaurants don't have millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in their bank accounts, right?
Right.
And they're like, you know, we already lost some food. We had to give it away to the employees. They had to pass this bill. I mean, I don't know. We're so early into this. And if restaurants are, again, closed for another 3 weeks, you got to remember, even through the stimulus package, these people may not be receiving these checks until May sometime.
Right.
So hopefully unemployment will take care of them. But if you're really working on tips, how much do you really think that unemployment's going to be? Not very much. I do like the fact that they passed up on, you know, you don't have to pay your RMDs this year, and there's a lot of good things that you can do. But, you know, the thing is that we've got to get the economy up and running again pretty soon, because like I said, I mean, spending all this money and just adding to the debt is just, it's incredible. And this is honestly why we've been bringing this up for quite some time, because we're trying to insulate our current clients from the national debt, from inflation, from stock market exposure, from medical and healthcare issues. There's so many things that you can insulate yourself from through financial planning. And again, this is a huge eye opener. And if it's not, then it should be.
Absolutely, Eric. And again, why don't we invite folks to call just to come on in, get a handle on this, especially if you're getting close to retirement. Now is a great time to talk with Eric.
Sure, Steve. If you're interested in a financial plan or you're in need of a second opinion right now, give us a call. We'll provide a portfolio recovery strategy that's designed specifically for your needs. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
That sounds fantastic, Eric. Folks, don't miss the chance to sit down with Eric here, at least virtually sit down with Eric and the team, and begin to put together a financial roadmap. make a lot of complicated things pretty easy to understand. It's a chance to get that true practical financial review, and it starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that Eric just described. The portfolio recovery strategy is in motion, and it's a chance for you to get that roadmap, that guide that can help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, more on how to protect your retirement savings when we come right back.
We are back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And, of course, Eric is, he's a fiduciary, a contributor to Fortune Magazine, president of Retirement Wealth LLC. I could go on, but I won't.
I appreciate that, Steve. Yeah. So does everybody else.
This is all about Eric. It is, of course. Well, this is, I mean, to say it's an unsettled, you use the word, and again, it's very apt. It's very unsettling out there right now. And especially when it comes to retirement, especially if you're in that financial red zone, 10 years before retirement, you gotta, all of a sudden, it's a wake up call that we've got to start thinking.
Huge wake up call.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to start thinking in short term. We've got to start thinking long term. We just got to start thinking here.
I agree, Steve. And I'll tell you, we work a lot. I mean, I work a lot and I love what I do. I feel like, I mean, they say, do what you love. You never work a day in your life. And lately we've been working 6 and 7 days a week. And I'll tell you, I get up in the morning just as much as I do every other day. And I'm just as excited to go to work. And I feel like we're really making a difference in people's lives right now because people are coming in and they're scared and they're very worried. And I'll tell you, it's changed too because now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot more people on Skype, FaceTime, and Zoom. And people are actually like, hey, this is kind of cool, And I'm kind of thinking that this very well may be a little bit of the future because a lot of these face-to-face meetings are there's nothing like a face-to-face meeting, but it is kind of nice to see their reactions to everything. And a lot of times in the first Zoom meeting, we see where they are a little bit worried. They're sending us their statements and so forth. And but it's a little bit different time. But I it's like, look, we're going to take a look at the financial plan and income plan, and we're going to get this done for you. And so people really do have a good feeling about all of this. And we're just really excited, to get all this done for them and really make these changes for them. They're very positive changes. And like I said, if we focus on the long term, everything's going to be just fine.
Right. And that's the beauty, too, of the way that you set up a plan is, there's safe money and there's, I mean, if ever there was a term zero is the hero, it's with that safe money because you can't lose.
Right. And so the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. So we are ensuring that all of our clients have different streams of income. Some have market exposure, some don't. Some are tax friendly, some aren't. So the bottom line is that we're directing this income plan and we're creating many streams of income. And I can turn on those streams of income. I can turn those streams of income off. So whatever I need to do, I'm able to do that. So the bottom line is that, again, people are coming to us because they actually want a strategy. They want a direction. They want guidance. And they're not getting that from their current advisor right now. And like I said, I don't care how big the firms are. Their portfolios suck. And so their service is horrible. There's no financial plan. There's no income plan. And these people really feel like, Eric, I'm kind of on my own right now. And the thing is, when you have a bull market, everybody makes money and nobody really pays attention to their statements. They're like, oh, I'm making money. But now all of a sudden, people need to start paying attention to your asset allocation. Is your portfolio relevant? Look at your fees. Do you really understand if you're outperforming the indexes over the past 3 and 5 years or are you not? Because there's a lot of people that are realizing now, holy cow, I have a lot of risk and I have a lot of volatility in my portfolio and my rate of return is awful. And so like I said, this is the point where people are like, okay, I need help and I want to take care of this. And so this is really what we're concentrating on. And I'll tell you, I think we're going to be busy. I think we're going to be slammed until the end of the year. And so if I have to keep bringing on more additional staff, I'll do that, because every single person that calls us or contacts us, we will help.
Bottom line too, Eric, is you know, if people look at their 401k balance and go, oh, right, but don't stop contributing. In other words, keep contributing to that 401k.
Right. As Journey says, don't stop believing, don't stop contributing, right?
Exactly.
You got to keep contributing to that, because you're buying at a low price. And so people are like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. This is the very best time, because you're buying more shares at a low price and you're going to ride that market back up. You got to realize the Dow is at 29,000. I mean, look at how low it is today. So they still believe, some of the larger money managers are still saying that in another year or so, we're going to hit higher highs. So if the Dow is at 29,000, they're kind of expecting that to be in the 30s at some point. So if you reconfigure your portfolio right now and really retweak that, again, this is not a disaster. This is a massive opportunity, and this could set you up for the next decade.
And again, diversification is key as well. We've talked about that already today, but it really is important. And again, for folks to dig in and understand what that means in their portfolio.
Yeah, and diversification, everybody thinks I understand diversification. There's a lot of advisors out there who truly do not know asset allocation. They don't understand modern portfolio theory. So the thing is that there's a lot of people coming in, and we're showing them the strengths and the weaknesses of their portfolio. And I will tell you this, typically when a portfolio is not working as efficient as it should be for that client, there's typically not one or two things wrong. There's typically 3 to 4 major things that are wrong with that portfolio. And I'll tell you what, when we do a report for these people, it will solidify right from the beginning if it's a good portfolio, and the rest of the portfolio through all 17 pages will solidify whether it's a solid portfolio or whether it's a poor performing portfolio. And I'll tell you, the portfolio recovery strategies that we've been doing lately, it's been eye-opening for a lot of people, and they realize I do have to make a change.
Right. And again, as they do that, you can begin to make that change by making a phone call today, 800-779-1942. And so where does the rule of 100 fit into this sort of laundry list of terms that we threw out?
Well, if you're not sure of how much of your portfolio you have invested in equities versus the fixed income assets such as bonds, use the rule of 100. So it's usually based on your age. However, if you Google right now whether a 60-40 portfolio will work in retirement, they're telling you it will not. And so there's a lot of times where we're now looking at the 80-20 rule, 80% equities, 20% bonds. Now, what that means is it doesn't mean that we're all invested in the market. We can actually use alternative tools to still utilize the S&P 500, but not have any market exposure. So I'll tell you, you know, people come in and they want a lifestyle. They don't want to lose that lifestyle. What does your lifestyle look like, right? What does it feel like? How much does it cost? That's your financial plan. So, okay, how are we going to fund that financial plan over time with inflation, healthcare issues, whatever it may be? That's your income plan. Then all of a sudden it comes down to what your investments are. So the rule of 100 basically is going to say, okay, how much in fixed income can I have and still afford my lifestyle? And unfortunately, I think the problem with financial planning is that it's so overwhelming to people that they do nothing. They just shut down. Okay. And there's a lot of times where I'm sitting in front of a couple, and it could be the husband and it could be the wife. One of them is completely shut down about it because they just don't want to know about this. And that's okay. The bottom line is that as long as one of them knows and I'm slowly educating the other one, they're happy about that.
Sure.
And there's a lot of times where they'll say, Eric, I don't want to know anything about this. I'm like, that's okay, but I want to make sure that I'm teaching you enough so that you feel confident enough that I am the correct advisor for you. And a lot of times they'll say to me, I like that, Eric, because I want them to be able to trust me. I want them to know enough so that they can ask some pretty pretty educated questions about their portfolio. Because like I said, if I've had people that have come in with very large portfolios, here you go, Eric, where do I sign? Oh, no. That's not how we work around here. If you walk into an advisor and they are just willing to take over your assets without providing any financial planning or income planning, me, I would run for the door. I want to sit down with someone. I want them to invest hours in me before I even understand what their investments are going to look like. And so, like I said, I mean, everybody just wants a quick solution to everything. That's not how financial planning works. You've got to remember that retirement is going to last for 25 or 30 years. Another word for retired is unemployed. Now, all of a sudden, that so many people are unemployed and the markets are down, people are questioning, where am I going to get my income from? And that's what we have to provide that client on a very regular basis. So again, there's four sides to investment planning and financial planning, and people aren't paying attention to those.
Well, folks, we know somebody that is, and that is you, Eric, and your team. And now would be a great time to sit down with Eric, at least virtually, and have that meeting, have that discussion, begin to put that plan together.
Yeah, I mean, through Zoom, FaceTime, even Skype, we're having still having virtual meetings. So if you're interested in a results in advance financial plan or a second opinion, we're also providing portfolio recovery strategies. Let's take the next five callers who are needed that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, this is a great opportunity for you. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers only. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for only the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
What a great idea, folks, and a great opportunity as well. I think Eric's used that term a lot today, and it does make sense. Take advantage of the opportunity that is happening right now. Sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. Take a lot of complicated financial world, make it clear, easy to understand. Here's your chance. Get a true practical financial review, and if there was ever a time for a second opinion, it is right now. 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. You see where you are today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with a roadmap. It's a guide. It's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
It's always nice to hear from our listeners, and you have been very busy this week asking really good questions. We'll tackle that when we come right back.
We are back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Of course, Eric is a fiduciary. He is president of Retirement Wealth LLC and so much more. Eric, so I know, you know, your classes have been a big deal, and obviously right now you can't have the classes. So what are we doing? What are you doing in place of that, if anything?
You know, we've reached out to a lot of people that have taken them in the past, and actually we've sent out, if you guys want a second opinion, let's do the personal financial recovery, the portfolio recovery strategy, whatever they need. And actually there's a lot of people that are saying, yeah, Eric, let's get this done, because a lot of people have been traveling for work and now they're home, and I'm like, hey, I got some time. And so we've been doing, you know, a lot of virtual meetings, and it's actually, you know, kind of upped our technology game in the offices, because now I have my interns running around putting all this stuff together, and I'm like, hey, get this thing up and running. So I'm glad for young blood in the office, because technology is sometimes not my friend.
Well, yeah, no, I think we can all say that sometimes.
Yeah.
So as you move forward with that, Let's talk about the bailout, as if you will, or the stimulus, whatever it might be. I know there's the part of it is that you could actually take money from your 401k or your IRA without the penalty. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, it's kind of scary. I mean, I understand why they want to do it, but the problem is that I'll tell you an old story. About 15 years ago, I was managing a 401k in Michigan. And all of a sudden, this one lady, we had a meeting and there was about 50 people in the room. One lady raised her hand and she said, "Hey, my transmission just went in my car. Can I borrow from my 401k? And I knew exactly what was going to happen. And I said, "Yes, you can. You can borrow it from 60 days. You know, in that plan, it allowed you to borrow from it." And she's like, "Okay, great." All of a sudden, that afternoon, I had a plethora of emails. "Hey, I want to borrow from my 401k. The problem is that when you borrow from it, you have the greatest intentions of paying it back, but most people do not.
Right.
So you really have to remember that this is purely a retirement account. And if you really, truly do have an emergency, then it's available to you. But I mean, by all means, you know, if anything, remember that, you know, you can actually switch around your allocations and make more money in this market. So try not to do it. It really should be your last ditch effort.
So if you're going to do anything with your 401k, it would be to, you know, perhaps sit down with you virtually and because you can help us see how our 401ks are allocated and you can help us make the changes necessary to take advantage of what's going on.
Yeah, because you have a lot of great choices in your 401ks. And so what we're doing right now is we're going through that whole entire 401k and saying, look, if you don't need this money for another year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, then who cares about this little dip, right?
Right.
I mean, we're all in this for the long term anyway. So this is just a bad roller coaster ride, you know? So it's got your ups and downs and it's pretty violent and things seem dire, and I hope that they do get a grip on this virus. I really do. I mean, everyone does, because I mean, everyone is on edge, and we've got to get this economy up and going again. But like I said, there's a big difference between what the economy does and what the stock market does. And the majority of my clients, we're only concerned about the stock market, because in a slower economy, it's not going to affect the stock market as much. We just need it to come back.
Right. And the other thing, we talked about this before, too, is that the RMDs, so if you don't need to take an, I mean, if you don't need the money, you don't have to take an RMD this year. That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal because, I mean, you know, they're allowing that money to stay in the market and actually recover. So instead of taking out whatever it may be, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, that money's going to be able to stay in there. And when the markets recover, that money will recover with it. So I think that that's a huge opportunity for a lot of people. So like I said, I mean, with the stimulus package that came out, I mean, I don't think that they really had any choice but to do that. I mean, we really do have to help those poor people that are truly unemployed for quite some time. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people are living paycheck to paycheck. And so we really do have to keep them funded. And again, I'm just hoping for the best and that we got out of this fairly soon.
Sure. Well, that kind of leads us into a question. We might as well get to a couple of questions before we run out of time today. Let's start with Amy in Bonita Springs. And she says, "What's going to happen to retirement accounts in this falling stock market? I'm not living on them now, but I will be starting in September of this year. It's frightening to think about, but what do I do?"
I guess, Amy, the biggest thing is that, you know, there's a lot of people who are asking questions. I feel like they don't have any direction from their advisor, quite honestly. And so, I mean, like I said, I hope that you do have a financial plan. I hope that someone has been proactive for you. I hope that someone has, you know, watched over your accounts and actually has a plan for you. Because most of the people that are calling us and contacting us right now, they have an advisor, but they have no clue. They have no direction. They have no contact from them, no phone calls. We're sending out regular videos to our clients on a regular basis. And I'll tell you, how many people are watching them has skyrocketed, right? And mm-hmm. And so the thing is that they appreciate it. And they're writing back to me, "Thank you for keeping us calm. Thank you for providing us with a plan. Thank you for being proactive. Thank you for working so hard." That means a lot to me, right? Because it's... in this business, you are handling someone's financial life. There's an awesome responsibility that you have, that you are managing one's entire financial life. And so the thing is that I hope, Amy, in this falling stock market, that you're not frightened, but actually excited about this, because you really have to take a look at your emotions and how do you feel about this. And if you are frightened and you are worried, maybe you're not working with the right person who's managing your money, because you kind of want to be excited about this, or at least be calmed by what they're doing for you, by their strategy. Mm-hmm. And so again, there's a lot of people that don't have a strategy. They don't have a direction. And I would say that that would be scary to me as well. But like I said, give us a call today and we can fix that.
800-779-1942. And again, in this case, if she was one of your clients, if Amy was, and she was planning to retire in September, well, that money, we said this before, but she would be all set up, right? I mean, it would be okay. You can retire.
Yeah, you should, again, someone should have set up several streams of income for you. They're setting up options for you. They're setting up options that have no market exposure, some tax-free income, whatever it may be, but you're creating options for yourself. And there's so many people that are coming in right now, they're like, I have no direction, I have no options. And so when we actually show it to them, they're like, why wasn't I shown this 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago? I don't know. Right? Because again, there's a lot of licensed salespeople out there who have no clue what they're doing, right? They don't have a financial planning team. They don't have a concierge service team who's providing these people with constant service, right? I mean, we have an investment management team, a research team. We have all these people at our disposal. So the bottom line is that we are a true financial planning firm, and that's what people are wanting right now.
Absolutely. 800-779-1942. Let's see. Sharon is in Cape Coral, and she says, I've seen a lot of commercials recently for ETFs, but I don't really understand how they work. Can you explain, and do you find them to be a good or a bad investment?
I love them. So right now, an exchange-traded fund is a lot like a mutual fund, a lot less expensive. It trades on an exchange just like a stock, so you can actually sell off shares. You can rebalance these. The problem is, Steve, and we've talked about this before, but there's a lot of people out there with a lot of outdated portfolios. They have a lot of really old mutual funds that are loaded. They're paying these high fees, the horrible, horrible performance in these. And when they actually see the difference between these old mutual funds that they've been in for a long time and then take a look at an exchange-traded fund, it's just like, it's like looking at a 20-year-old stove and then a brand new stove. It's like night and day. It's like going back between driving a car in 1999 and then driving something in 2019. I mean, there's such a huge difference in technology, bells and whistles. That's the difference between an old mutual fund and exchange-traded fund. So if you're not evolving, if you feel like your portfolio is not evolving, more than likely you don't have exchange-traded funds. And so again, we can tell, you know, if there's been a veteran advisor when they're not really making changes to this client's account. And it's just, like I said, this portfolio could be 15 and 20 years old and it's just a dud.
Right. That's an interesting way to look at that. 800.
Am I blunt, Steve?
I appreciate it, though. I think.
I mean, am I blunt? I'm sorry.
But... No. I appreciate it. 800-779-1942. And wow, I mean, this show has gone by so quickly. Eric, we are pretty much out of time here.
It has. Steve, I'll tell you, with this whole virus thing, I mean, we have so much on our mind. And you guys out there, everybody listening, I love to tell you guys, like, I love to get all of this off my chest. So I appreciate you guys listening out there. Look, if you want a personal recovery strategy, you need a second opinion, you really are worried about where you are out there, give us a call today. This is your last chance. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, this is a great opportunity for you. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we're going to show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge that retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for only the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, we'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Also, if you're looking for a portfolio recovery strategy, call us today. We can get that done.
Portfolio recovery strategy. This sounds like the exact right thing, and certainly is the right time to give Eric a call, sit down, and really put it together once and for all. Or if it's that second opinion, yep, if your retirement plan is outdated, if you had it on set it and forget it, it's time to take another look, especially as you get closer to retirement. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. It starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to receive that comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it, all your questions answered along the way. And then when it's all over, you will find that you've got a roadmap. It's a guide. It's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. And again, I'll end the kind of the way I began, with a voice of calm, a voice of reason. And it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Eric.
I appreciate that, Steve. Hey, everybody out there, be kind to one another. If you need help, reach out to someone, ask for help. If there's someone that you can help, please help them out too. All together, we'll get through this one way or another. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We hope you found the information that we presented today helpful. Let's do it again next week. New topics, new questions, and more right here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.